Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Campus Vibe, and we are here already. I'm your uncle, V to the R to the C to the T to the O to the R. I'm Victor. And like I said before, I'll be coming again by voice to buzz your speakers, your earpiece, your headset, and what have you. And this is it. We are here again to do what we know how to do best and what we usually do, which is music reviews. Last time I was here with you, I interviewed Magic Mike based on his controversial track and the buzz it brought to social media. And that was it. But today we'll be doing what we usually do, our traditional podcast, which is majorly music reviews. We'll be reviewing 3 songs, 2 of the latest and one that is not that new, but we didn't review it when it dropped, so we'll be doing that today, making it 3 different songs by Funai artists that we will be reviewing today. So stay with me as we go down the reviewing lane. First off, we'll be reviewing Things I Do by Enero Boy. Yep, Enero Boy, Things I Do has been on the anticipating mood for as long as I can remember. Personally, I have anticipated this music for up to 3 to 4 months now. Seriously, you can imagine how long it took him to drop this track. And I feel like he took his time to cook it real good. He took his time to prepare this meal, and when he dished it out, it was real good, trust me. I enjoyed this vibe, I vibe to it like everybody else would do. So trust me, Things I Do by Enero Boy, spectacular. From the beat, you could immediately press play to this song. From the beat, you could know, oh yeah, something is coming right up from the pipeline and is hitting you like never before. So Enero Boy, for me personally, I feel he nailed it. Like, he knew exactly what he wanted and he went for it. This track could best be described as a love song, and the beat, he described it as Afro pop, which I feel like the beat is way beyond Afro pop. Like, it has this fusing of guitar and stuff. It's vast. The beat was just nice, and Enero Boy put in the very appropriate lyrics to it. You understand? He did so well with the lyrics. It was not so wordy, like the lyrics was not that much, but he knew exactly what he wanted and he put in the right kind of words into it. This track, this is how I feel about it. You cannot play this track and not feel somehow, in a good way though. This track comes with a love feeling, seriously. There's no way you cannot vibe to this song in a love way. That's exactly what Enero Boy did in this track. He has a way of sharing that love from this track. So, and I'm very thankful to God that he did not drop this track when everybody were still in school. Seriously, if we were to be on campus and this song dropped, trust me, so many students, so many lovebirds would be making babies on top of this track. Yeah, I said that, but I did not anyway. I zip it. So, what I'm saying is, Enero Boy, Things I Do was awesome. He nailed it, top to bottom. I'm moving on to the rating. I'm going to be rating it from a scale of 5 down to 1. 5 being the highest and 1 being the least of it. So, for me, like I always say, music is something that is different strokes for different folks. And sometimes, some music do not give you first impression. Sometimes, they actually grow on you with time. and everybody's music did that to me. The first time I listened to this song, it did not give me the vibe I thought about. Like, come on, dude, I've anticipated this song for like 3 to 4 months, and this is what you give to me? That was my first reaction. But as time went on, I listened to this track, and trust me, I see the good in it. He did well. So, reviewing or rating this song, I'm giving him a 5 out of 5. Straight up, that is me. You could have a very different opinion, but hey, this is my opinion. He gets it 5 out of 5, top to bottom. So, let's move away from another boy's things I do, and moving on to the very second track we'll be reviewing today is Speak in Tongues, or Speaking in Tongues by Timmy. This track is a debut track for Timmy, and it did not sound like one. It did not sound like a debut track. It sounded really professional. It was real good. It was awesome. Like, he did so well. The lyrics was just top notch. It is also the love song. Looks like plenty artists we have on campus does love in their music. It is very common with them. So another boy's since I do was love. Speaking Tongues by Timmy is also love. So this is how I feel about Timmy's track. Aside the fact that he did so well, it did not look like a debut track. You know, some of the debut tracks we listen to these days, you can tell it's a debut track because it is very less of professionalism, and it doesn't sound top notch. You can tell it's a debut track. You say, yeah, he's talented, he could grow and he could do better. But this one, to me, dished out this meal as though he had lasted in the kitchen of music for, let me say, 5 to 10 years. Seriously, that's my take. But this is, I have a very deja vu, little deja vu with this track. The beat was Rhapsody's Bapando, same beat Rhapsody used for Bapando, that was the same beat. So this is what the song does to me. Each time I press play, the beat starts and I have a deja vu of Rhapsody's lyrics even before Timmy starts talking. So aside the fact that this beat is awesome, I feel like he could have done better with a different kind of beat. Maybe it's personally because I have listened to another music that had same beat to it. But hey, this is what I think. So, Timmy Speaking in Tongues, awesome, good lyrics. He went for it and he came out strong. Nice. So rating it on a scale of 5 down to 1, 5 being the highest and 1 being the least of it, I'll give Timmy, because of the big issue I have with it, the deja vu stuff that it comes to my head. I'm like, I'm listening to 2 different songs when I play this guy's song. You understand? When I press play, I'm listening to Rhapsody's voice, Bapando, and I'm also hearing Timmy's voice in the same beat. So that's it for me. It gives me this kind of vibe in my head when I'm listening to it. I'm like, I'm listening to 2 songs, God. Understand? But both of them, I cannot say this one did better on the beat and this one did not. Both of them used the beat appropriately. But I would say 4.0 for Timmy on this track. I'm rating it on a scale of 4. 4 over 5 for Timmy Speaking in Tongues. So that's it, people, for the second music. And moving on to the very last music we have to review today. This track is not so new. It should be up to 2 months old now or so. But we did not review it when it dropped. So I feel like since we are doing 3 reviews in each of our podcasts, or review talk, whatever, I chose to, you know, use this very track to complete the rest of the review. It is The Matter by Tiger Seed. Take a bow. Are you done taking the bow? This is why I said you should take a bow. Tiger Seed, he is super talented. Okay, I know this guy personally. and I've listened to his previous tracks, his previous music, and I've seen what he can do with songs and what he can do with beats. One thing I like most about this artist is his ability to go with the trend. He knows what's trending and he knows what to give the masses. He knows how to trend. That's Tigasi. He knows how to be onto you. He knows how to keep you looking out for him every now and then. That's what I like about Tigasi. He's also talented with the voice. Give him any track, he could vibe on it and make it nice. So, The Matter by Tigasi. He dropped this track when, you know, The Matter vibe was trending everywhere in social media. So he did something and he featured an artist, a Lexicon. His name is sounding like Lexicon, right? But no, it is not. It is Lexicon. So this track, the beat is nice. The lyrics is funny. And it's cool. He listed out some topics. He said he set some different kind of matters, you understand? And I feel like it was the masses needed at that time. It is the trend. And he came out with it and dished it out. It was nice. It was a wonderful collaboration with Lexicon. I think Lexicon should be a Yoruba guy. If he's not, he is so good with the dialect. He murdered that track with the Yoruba dialect on his own verse. He was on that dialect for as long as I can tell in that track. So it is a wonderful collaboration from Tigasi there. He did so well. But I have a tiny whiny issue with this track. I've told you I like this track. I love it. I love the artist. I love the collaboration. The fusing is nice. It gives you that kind of Fino versus Olamide kind of vibe. But then, I have a tiny whiny issue with it. The very last 10 seconds of this track, personally, it did not augur well with me. I did not feel so good with the very last 10 seconds of this music. I'll tell you why. This is it. He's done with his music. Now he went ahead to say, "Sub for me is rape." Right? He said so many other things like, "I love your look, he's an attempted murder, blah blah blah, it's murder," something like that. All of those ones, I don't have issues with them. But then, the very first statement he made is, "Sub for me is rape." I'll tell you why I have issues with this. When this guy released this song, the country was buzzing up and down, left, right, and center with this rape team everywhere in the country. The ladies were being raped in every part of the country. It was all over the news. And this is a very serious thing. This is a very serious thing to joke about. I feel you shouldn't be joking with stuff like this. It is music, yes. But these are humans too. I feel what he said, "I said for me is also rape," it is a mockery. Yes, it could be funny to some persons, but personally, I feel like, come on, dude, Tigasi, is not what you should say. You get, he knows how to be funny, I give it to him. But nah, I did not vibe with this kind of joke. It is very expensive. Personally, I repeat, personally. I'm not speaking for the masses, I'm speaking for myself. This is exactly how I feel about this track. Aside the very last 10 seconds of this music, every other thing is awesome. Every other thing is great. But for this part, personally, I feel like it was not necessary. He already gave the masses what they needed to trend with. So I feel like it was not necessary. So guys, this is it. Let me not dwell so much on this to the point that you forget how awesome this track is. Trust me, it is very good. It's a nice track. It is awesome. The collaboration was lit 100%. Take that from me. You understand? So moving on to the rating. Anero Boy got 5 over 5. Timmy got 4 over 5 for speaking in tongues, and Tiger Seed. Tiger Seed gets 4.5 over 5 from me. This 10 seconds, the very last 10 seconds of this song, just cost him 0.5 in my ratings. Aside that, I could give him a 5 over 5. It is, he's a 5 over 5 kind of track. But he lost 0.5. That's it. So, our highest rater or rating today is NRO Boy, 5 over 5. Take a bow. Followed by Tiger Seed, 4.5. And then Timmy Speaking in Tongue is the third with 4.0 rating over 5. So guys, yes, this is it. And before we call it a wrap, you could listen to this podcast through any podcast app you have on your mobile device. Just search for Funai Campus Vibes, subscribe, and you can listen to it. Or you could follow us on AudioMac, Funai Campus Vibes, and you listen to this podcast, to this music review, and also to these three songs that we have reviewed. You can find them on our account on AudioMac. That is Funai Campus Vibes on AudioMac. Yes. Hello, this is Campus Vibes, and I'm your anchor. V to the I to the C to the T to the O to the R. This is how we call it a wrap on today's show or podcast. So, like, come your way some other time. Keep vibing to music. Keep supporting Funai artists. Play them here and there. Buzz them in your earpiece, your headset, every single now and then. Support your own. See ya.